Brother Brent Wartenby from the Edmonton Lakewood Congregation will now consider the final part of this symposium, Pursue What Builds Loyalty, Faith.
What is faith? Is it just mere wishful thinking? No, not at all. In fact, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, faith is defined as unshakable belief based on convincing concrete evidence. So as loyal servants of Jehovah, how important would it be for us to have that unshakable faith? Well, again, let's let the Bible answer that question for us. We'll go back to Hebrews chapter 11. In this time, we're going to read verse 6. And this is a key scripture, so I'd encourage you to turn there with me, please. And please see if you can pick out just how important faith is. That's Hebrews 11, verse 6. Notice what it says there. It says, "Moreover, without faith, it is impossible to please God well. For whoever approaches God must believe that he is, and that he becomes the rewarder of those earnestly seeking him." So you notice there, without faith, we cannot please God well. So for a moment, let's compare our faith to a muscle. So what happens to a muscle when it doesn't get used? Well, sadly, most of us know all too well that if we don't use our muscles, they can become weak. They'll tire easily, they'll wither, and basically we become flabby. But what about a muscle that gets used regularly? Well, now that muscle is strong. It's ready for action. It doesn't tire easily. In fact, it can even get bigger. So it is with our faith. If our faith is weak or basically flabby, we will feel uncertain about the fulfillment of Jehovah's promises, and we may even question whether he will be there to help us in our trials. But if our faith is strong, we know that all of Jehovah's promises will come true, and that he will be there with us to help us through our trials. Yes, with strong faith, we will remain determined to be loyal to Jehovah our God. So given how important this faith is, it would be important for us to know how to build faith, wouldn't it? So how do we build faith? How do we do that? Well, building faith involves taking in accurate knowledge as well as reasoning on evidence. At Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, we are given the encouragement to really prove Bible truth to ourselves. So that would mean that we would take the time to read our Bible every day, to study it, and to meditate on what we learn. Every single one of us as Christians, whether we're young or old, we need to prove to our own satisfaction that what we believe is indeed the truth in God's Word, the Bible. But what should we do if, when we're studying, we end up having some genuine questions, or perhaps there's topics that are really difficult for us to understand? Well, we need to pray to Jehovah for help, asking that his Holy Spirit help us so that we can comprehend even the most difficult things. Remember, Jehovah wants us to understand his word, the Bible. He really does. He wants us to believe in it and to obey it. If we invest that extra effort, not only will we better understand things, but we can become intimately familiar with Jehovah's ways. We can really get to know his personality and see just how solid his record of keeping his promises is. But if we don't put in that extra effort, we could just let our study become an academic exercise. We just end up going through the motions. We must be more than just simply aware of evidence. And how do we know that being simply aware isn't enough? Well, all we have to do is look at the Israelites. Look how much overwhelming evidence they had. But they still didn't reason on it. On the other hand, we can look to faithful Abraham. According to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 through 19, he reasoned on God's word of promise and on Jehovah's past dealings with him. And then this enabled him to develop that strong faith. And so it is with us too. We have to reason on God's word and his dealings with us. So why not take some time to meditate on occasions when Jehovah answered your prayers? Think of times when it was obvious that Jehovah acted on your behalf. We can all make a conscious effort to draw closer to Jehovah and try to see how He guides and directs us in our lives. If we do this, we will clearly see just how much He cares for each and every one of us, and then our faith will become even stronger. To help illustrate the importance of faith, let us take one more look at our brothers and sisters facing the Great Tribulation and note how vital their faith is to their endurance.
Do you see anything? Do you see any witnesses? Where are they?
Psalm 27 is really going to help us. Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? Jehovah is the stronghold of my life. Whom should I dread? When evil men attack me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies were the ones who stumbled and fell. Though an army should set up camp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war should break out against me, even then I will remain confident. One thing I have asked of Jehovah. Where would I be if I did not have faith? That I would see Jehovah's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in Jehovah. Be courageous and strong of heart. Yes, hope in Jehovah.
Thank you, Brother Brown. That psalm is very faith-strengthening.
It is, Chris. Especially the question at verse 13. Where would I be if I did not have faith? I think all of us can identify with that question.
Absolutely. Without faith, none of us would be here.
All of us here, and all of our brothers everywhere, at this hour, we can all feel good that we've worked hard to build faith in Jehovah's promises. We've all resisted temptations to serve God half-heartedly with a date in mind or for some selfish reason. Instead of just going through the motions of being a disciple, our faith is real. It's genuine. Paul called that faith, faith without hypocrisy. And to have seen you build that kind of faith just warms my heart. You studied God's word to better understand His ways and His promises. That has made your faith strong today. You reasoned on Jehovah's past dealings with you, and that has given you strength to remain loyal under test. And your faith has led you here as loyal servants of Jehovah, confident that Psalm 97, verse 10, applies to you personally. Jehovah is guarding the lives of His loyal ones.
Wow, what a powerful video. As far as the detailed events of the Great Tribulation, it's true. We do not know how every single thing is going to play out, how it will unfold. And these videos were just a dramatization to help illustrate the points that we had in these symposiums. But you know, brothers and sisters, there is one thing that we do know for sure. And what we do know is this. During the great, upcoming Great Tribulation, Jehovah will guard his loyal ones. Of that, we can be absolutely sure. This symposium has taught us that in order to remain loyal during the future trials and through the Great Tribulation, we need to build our loyalty now. Now is not the time to ignore a weakness that we might see in ourselves. So what if after a self-examination, we do see some weaknesses? What if we end up seeing or sensing in ourselves a critical attitude? Well, now is the time to build deep appreciation for Jehovah and his organization. Or what if we see in our decision-making a lack of self-control? Well, now is the time to exercise self-control, not only in our actions, but also in our thoughts. Or what if we sense that at times we're showing an unloving spirit? Well, again, now is the time to have love for Jehovah and the whole association of brothers. Or what if we even see a lack of faith? Well, now is the time to build strong faith and to pursue qualities that build loyalty. Admittedly, doing all these things is going to take determination and real effort. But let's be assured that such effort is worth it. Because if we do these things, we will build strong faith and be able to remain loyal to Jehovah, not only now, but into all eternity.
What a riveting presentation that was. It is thrilling to contemplate what lies ahead, especially because we can have full confidence in Jehovah's saving power.